It was just after midday in the occupied West Bank city of Nablus when Israeli special forces, along with domestic security agency Shin Bet, carried out the raid. According to witnesses, undercover troops used a taxi with Palestinian license plates, pulled up next to a car, and opened fire, spraying it with bullets in broad daylight.
After the Israeli forces left, people gathered to see what had happened. No one suspected the vehicles were carrying the Israeli soldiers simply because of the Palestinian number plates. The Israeli soldiers continued to fire for a minute. They fired more than 80 bullets and the young Palestinian men were killed on the spot.
The Palestinian men were accused of involvement in recent attacks against Israeli soldiers and civilians. The troops were filmed taking weapons from the vehicle before they left the scene. A case of extrajudicial killings, according to the Palestinian Authority, that requires an international investigation. Family members gathered outside the morgue to share their sadness and anger, along with members of the community.
My son has been hunted by the Israelis for months. The Israeli intelligence called for my children and threatened them for my son to give himself in.
Israel's Defense Minister Benny Gantz commended his security forces for the operation. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett says there is no immunity for terrorists.
I am really sad not only for this crime, but for the entire situation the Palestinian people have been in for decades.
We are used to these crimes, but we must act in response. I am really sad. We are filled with anger, but no one is lending us a helping hand.
The Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, the armed wing of the Fatah Party, says it will retaliate. Three more young men caught up in a seemingly never-ending cycle of violence. Andrew Chappelle, Al Jazeera.